Come aboard, friends. Join Welcome Travelers, brought to you by Lava, L-A-V-A. Lava, the super speed soap for dirty hands. Cleans extra thoroughly, yet is amazingly gentle. And Joy, J-O-Y, Joy, Procter & Gamble's sensational new liquid suds maker for faster, easier, nicer dishwashing. Everybody turns up at Welcome Travelers, so come on in, share with Tommy Bartlett by transcription the pleasure of meeting your new travel friend. And here's your host, Tommy Bartlett.
By car, plane, bus, and plane, travelers from all over the world, be here at the College Inn or the Hotel Sherman in Chicago, tell their own life stories before going on their way. And Bob, who are these nice, smiling-looking people behind us?
Fine couple, Tommy, Mr. and Mrs. Gus Tobel.
Well, welcome to Welcome Travelers, Mr. and Mrs. Gus Tobel. Hello, Mr. Tobel.
How do you do?
Well, I'm doing all right. And hello, Mrs. Tobel.
How do you do, Tommy?
Well, how are you doing? Found out how I'm doing.
I'm fine, thank you.
That is wonderful. Where is your home, Mrs. Tobel?
In Lodgepole, South Dakota.
Lodgepole, South Dakota. Say, how long have you lived in Lodgepole?
I've lived out there since 1906.
1906.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you remember most about the early days in SD?
Well, I lived 17 years in a sod house out there.
In a sod house?
Mm-hmm. And we set out small trees about 2 foot high, I would judge, and now they're probably 55 or 60 feet.
Yeah.
And that's one of the early memories.
These sod houses, how is it living in a sod house?
Oh, it was very warm and comfortable, rather crowded as the family grew.
Well, you just grow another acre of grass, don't you?
As the family increased, the sod house got too small for us, so then we had to have a bigger house. So now I have a 10-room house out there.
Say, Mr. Tobel, obviously you folks have been traveling, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
And where have you been traveling?
Well, I traveled practically all over the United States. I've been to the West Coast, and this trip I've been to the East Coast. And I've been to Chicago before this time, but this is the first time I've been east of Chicago.
How far east did you get this time, Mr. Tobel?
Well, we got to Long Island.
That's way east.
Yeah, that's way east, about as far as you can go before you get into the water.
Then we got into the water.
Oh, you did get
into
the water?
We jumped into the water. By boat.
Oh, by boat?
Yes, by boat.
Well, how far east did you go on the boat?
Oh, about 30 miles, I would judge. We went out deep sea fishing.
Say,
and she caught a whale. She caught a whale.
A real whale?
A whale, a small one, but she says it was a whale.
Yes, it was a whale. I know it had all the earmarks, and I intended to catch the whale when I left South Dakota, so I want my friends all to know that I caught it.
What would you say was the most beautiful thing you saw on this trip?
Well, I think it was Niagara Falls. The most beautiful thing I saw.
It is lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And why did you like Niagara Falls, particularly?
Well, it's something that we live out in the plains region, you know, a semi-arid region, and dry, and we never seen so much water in before.
Miss Tobel, what would you say was the most exciting moment on this trip? We just heard about the most beautiful thing that you saw.
One of the highlights of this trip was our stay at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. That really was one of the highlights of this trip.
Well, tell us all about the Waldorf, will you?
Oh, well, we had a 3-room suite at the Waldorf. Very large living room and an immense bedroom, twin beds and private bath.
Did you have breakfast in
bed? We had breakfast in our room.
Yes, and they sent up a little posy, you know, with the breakfast. Hey, very free.
Oh, I thought you meant the waiter. Well, what landmark did you enjoy the most, Mrs. Tobel?
Well, it was the Statue of Liberty.
You really liked that?
Yes, we went up into the Statue of Liberty. We got to the very top and looked out through the windows up there in her crown. And that was really quite wonderful.
Is there anything else, though, that you'd like to see or do?
Yes, there is. I haven't seen a lot, but I'd like to see my wife on scales. And like to see her birth certificate. How old she is and how much she weighs.
She's never told you.
No, she never has.
Well, shame on you, Miss.
Well, you know, we should keep some of our life a secret, don't you think?
especially our weight and our birth certificate.
Our weight and our birth certificate to be kept a secret.
Now, Mrs. Tobel, you've had many thrills on this trip, but what would you say was your greatest thrill back home?
Well, I think the greatest thrill was being able to turn a button and have electricity after a whole lifetime of watching kerosene lamps and filling them. And when we got...
Not a whole lifetime, just part of it.
A very big part of my life.
And are you on your way home now?
Yeah, we're on our way home now.
And why are you on your way home now, Mrs. Tobel?
Well, after all, there's no place like home, and it's going to be kind of nice to get back and get into the harness again.
Well, and then, you know, we've kind of run out of relatives and... getting short of money, too, you know.
We're just waiting for an oil well to come in. We've leased our farm for oil, and we're in hopes they'll get a well for us, and then we're going to do some more traveling.
Well, then you can take me along to serve you breakfast in bed, Mrs.
Well,
Tobel,
we'll,
if the oil
well
comes in.
That'll be just well.
You know, you've been at the Waldorf Astoria.
Yes.
You're going to have lunch today at the pump room of the Ambassador East Hotel.
Oh, that'll be swell.
And two posies instead of one on the table.
Oh, get two. Gee, that'll be grand.
Later, you're going to the Chicago Theater, and afterwards, you're going to meet Mr. Victor Borga and the famous Fontaine sisters backstage.
Well, that's just grand.
Now, wait a minute. We have some other things for you, some hospitality gifts. Here are two new Bremen blankets made with the Kinzel Mills, and you pick the color. I know you'll enjoy reliving this trip with a Sawyer Viewmaster stereoscope. It has 24 Sawyer Viewmaster reels, 168 Kodachrome pictures of our national parks and monuments. And, Mr. Tobel, when you get back home, why, you can check your wife's weight with this Borg bathroom scale at advertising.
Oh, well, well, thank you. I'll sure find out something now.
That's what he thinks.
And no fair getting on the scale right now, Mrs. Thomas.
All right, I won't.
Now I'm going to give you a little jingle about a famous person. This is our brand new exciting game we're playing on Welcome Travelers, and it's going to be up to you folks to identify this famous Welcome Traveler. If you do, you'll receive this complete Rival line, the Rival Isomat, Juice-O-Mat, Can-O-Mat, Knife-O-Mat, and the Rival Twin Cook Broil-O-Mat. Now, if you fail to identify our Welcome Traveler, the next person we interview today will have an opportunity to sound the same jingle. I'll read this little verse to you only once, folks, so please listen closely. This racketeer gained international fame because she played a smart and clever game. And win or lose, she wore a poker face that kept her foes uneasy every place.
Poker Alice.
Poker Alice. No.
Well, that's an early day character in South Dakota.
Oh, well.
Early history.
Mr. Tobel.
Well, I just wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. Well, we mean all of us don't know that. Thank you very, very much. I'm terribly sorry that you didn't identify that. But we're going to read it in just a second or so to our next traveler. And maybe they will win our big prize, our Rival line. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Tobel, it's been grand having you with us on this trip. And please stop in and see us the next time you're in Chicago.
It's new, it's spectacular, its name is Joy, J-O-Y, Joy. Procter & Gamble's amazing new dishwashing discovery. Utterly different, not flakes, not powder. Joy is a golden liquid, a magic liquid suds maker to make dishwashing faster, easier, nicer. Just use a few drops of Joy, then watch. Instantly, you get an amazing quantity of lively, grease-cutting suds. No waiting to dissolve, it's already dissolved. No sticky soap particles, no soap streaks. Dishes dry, shining clean without wiping. And Joy cuts grease better, makes more suds faster. Dishes go from grease to shine in half the time. Joy is so economical, almost twice as economical as a big box of soap in hardest water. And this smooth, gentle liquid is so kind to hands. Get Joy today. J-O-Y, Joy. Listen.
Joy, 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 joy.
Dishes go from grease to shine in half the time with Joy.
Tommy, at the college in today, there are travelers from 46 states and from Canada and Australia. And here's our next traveler, Mrs. Ruth Grundman.
Well, hello, Mrs. Grundman.
Good morning, Tommy.
Glad to have you on Welcome Travelers.
Thank you.
Nice smile.
Thank you.
Sparkling eye.
Thank you.
Where's home?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Ah, do you have a family?
Oh, yes. I have a husband and three children.
Could you tell us something about your family?
Well, my family is rather mechanically inclined.
Oh,
my
husband
is a watchmaker, and my two sons are going to watchmaker school in Jacksonville.
And do you have anything besides your housework around the home?
Oh, yes. I'm an instrument technician at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station.
Oh, you fix the altimeters?
That's right. And I understand
you're a pilot. Uncage the gyros?
Ooh. Well, I work some of them, but right now I'm working on electrical instruments.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And we fix quite a
few. Thermocouples and things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long have you been thermocoupling?
Oh, 7 years. Nearly 8 years.
Uh-huh. And how did they hire a woman for a job like that?
Well, we had to take a civil service examination as a competitive status.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started there, why, they found out that the women could do better work than the men on a smaller instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we stay with our work better than the men do.
Have you always been mechanically inclined, Mrs. Grundemann?
Well, yes, I have. When I was a child, when other children were playing with dolls and all, I'd take alarm clock apart. And I got more spankings for that. But I'd do it over again.
How old are the children, Mrs. Grundemann?
Well, my oldest daughter's 27, and my son is 24, and another one will be 21 in December. And both of the boys were in the service.
Any grandchildren?
Oh, yes, I have four. 10, 7, 4, and 3.
Well, how old are you, Ruth?
I'm 43.
A grandmother?
Yes, sir. I was one of the youngest grandmothers in Jacksonville, Florida. I was a grandmother at 33.
You're one of the youngest grandmothers in the world. Now, let's see. Oh, you and your party are going to have lunch at the Club St. Elmo. And after lunch, you'll take a Gray Line sightseeing coach tour of Chicago, stopping off to visit the Maxwell Street Outdoor Market, which is most interesting. Here are your hospitality gifts. We want you to have this beautiful set of Samsonite luggage. That's a ladies' train case and a wardrobe case and natural rawhide finish. These Samsonite cases are strong enough for me to jump on and are dirt-proof, scuff-resistant, and mar-resistant. And remember a little bit earlier we read that little poem?
Oh, yes.
And if you're able to tell us who the traveler is, you will win the Rival Isomat, Juicomat, Catomat, and the rest of the Rival line, including the Broilomat. Here we go. This racketeer gained international fame because she played a smart and clever game. And win or lose, she wore a poker face that kept her foes uneasy every place.
I think, Tommy, it's Helen Wills Moody.
You are right. And you have just won the complete Rival line. Isomat, Juicomat, Catomat, Rivalmat, run Rival Twin Cook. Royal O'Matt.
Well, thank you, Tommy, and I appreciate being up here very much with
well,
you.
Well, it's a pleasure having you, and we have another Traveler's Verse in just a moment for our next Welcome Traveler on this program. Oh, here's something else. 3 bars of Lava Soap, the super sweet soap that extra cleans dirty hands.
L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A.
Get Lava, the super sweet soap that extra cleans dirty hands. Who needs Lava? Everyone. Listen, husbands on the job, youngsters at play, women doing housework, all get hands honestly dirty. No matter how hard you scrub, ordinary toilet soaps miss much of that dirt. Don't get hands really clean. Lava soap does not miss. In 30 to 50 seconds, Lava routs even greasy, clinging dirt from skin creases, knuckles, around fingernails. Because only Lava has this unique double action. One, every inch of snowy lather contains some 50,000 tiny, sponge-like scrubbers to route dirt. Two, Lava contains the same soothing ingredient as costly hand lotions. Yes, Lava cleans extra thoroughly, super fast, yet is amazingly gentle even for a child's tender skin. Lava saves towels, too. Lava clean hands don't soil towels. Get Lava soap today. Remember,
L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A.
Now, Bob?
Tommy, here are two wonderful people that I've really enjoyed talking to today. Mrs. Hazel Gannaway and little Paul Jackson.
Well, hello, Mrs. Gannaway.
Hello, Tommy.
And hello, Paul.
Hello, Tommy.
Welcome to Welcome Travelers, friends. Now, Mrs. Gannaway, where are you traveling to?
I'm going to Westfield, Indiana.
And why are you making this trip?
Well, for a little rest.
Little rest?
Yes, sir.
Paul, would you step around over here so I can talk to you? Paul, why are you traveling with Mrs. Gannaway?
Because she's crippled and she can't get along without me.
I bet she can't get along without you either. Isn't that true, Mrs. Gannaway?
That's right.
How do you help Mrs. Gannaway?
I push her around downtown and go with her everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Are you a relative?
No, sir.
Well, are you a friend?
Mm-hmm. Very good friend.
How old are you, Paul?
10 years old.
Miss Gannaway, why do you have to use that wheelchair that you're seated in?
Well, I lost my limb. I came very near losing the other one in 1932. They wanted to take it off, but I begged them not to. And if they had, I wouldn't have had any limbs at all.
If it isn't too personal, Mrs. Ganway, how many years young are you,
I'm 60. I don't feel like it, though. But I have to be my age.
Do you support yourself?
Yes, I do.
And how do you do that?
Well, I hear some rumors, and then I take in laundry. I do laundry work.
And does anybody help you with the laundry work?
No, sir, only Paul. He hangs up my clothes and brings them in for me. And I dampen them down and iron them. I guess I do very satisfactory work. I don't suppose it would be so very satisfactory if I didn't use Tide.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're very, very much honored. And how did you and Paul get together in the first place?
Well, I knew his parents for years, and I needed someone to help me, so I was thinking one morning about calling his mother and asking her if he couldn't come down and do some things for me. So we got together, and we've been together for over a year now.
Paul helps with the laundry work?
No, he just hangs up the clothes. I do the rest. I don't see how I do it because I have a cataract on one eye, and the other one is entirely gone.
Mrs. Ganway, how did you gather the means for this trip,
By taking in laundry. Paul and I got our heads together over a year ago and said we would take in the laundry and save our money to make this trip because it's my favorite program.
Well, thank you.
It's a program that should have been on the air years ago to help people that are handicapped take hold of life.
Well, thank you again, Mrs. Ganway. Paul, how do you make money besides helping Mrs. Ganway?
Do work for other people.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of work do you do?
I pull up weeds, rake the yards, and cut the grass and everything.
And what do you do with your money?
Give half of it to my mother, and I keep some. And spend some. Save some, spend some.
Right now you're spending instead of saving, aren't you?
Saving instead of spending.
Say, Paul, how many other brothers and sisters do you have?
Eight.
And mother and father, are they home?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any time for sports or hobbies?
Yep.
What?
Baseball.
Oh, you like to play baseball. Mrs. Ganaway, you look like such a happy lady. How do you manage to keep so happy and cheerful all the time?
Well, I sort of live in a dream world. I plan things and I forget all about my condition and I just go ahead and do those things. Sometimes don't feel like that I am a limb. And then I get look at other people that are lots worse than I am.
Well, I think you've given all of us a real happy feeling with your fine philosophy on life, Mr. Galloway. And Bob, would you like to ask a question or so?
Yes. It's not exactly a question. I just want Mrs. Ganaway to tell our audience what she told me earlier. There's a little historical significance to this trip, too. She's going down to visit some relatives in Indiana. And that's pretty interesting. Would you say what you said to me before, Mrs. Ganaway?
Yes, we'd like to hear about that, Mrs. Ganaway.
My grandparents ran away before the Civil War from Sedalia, Missouri, and came to this little town of Westfield, Indiana. And lived there. He built a little log cabin, and my mother and the rest of the family were born and raised in Westfield, Indiana.
Stop me if I'm wrong. Weren't your grandmother and grandmother runaway slaves?
Yes, they ran away from Missouri.
And they settled in Indiana.
And settled in Westfield, Indiana. He built a little log cabin, and that is where my mother was born and raised, at Westfield.
Well, now we have a real day in store for you and Paul. First of all, lunch at Rick Ricardo's studio restaurant. And after lunch, David X. Myers, the proprietor of the Hotel Sherman, is going to place a car and a chauffeur at your disposal to take you out to the Chicago Fair of 1950, where you're going to see the Frontiers of Freedom pageant. Now, Paul, here are some hospitality gifts. First of all, for young Paul, here's a complete wardrobe of Winter House Safety Legion togs, including state police jackets. Right after the show, you're going over to George Halas Sporting Goods Store, where George Halas, the Papa Bear of the Chicago Bears pro football team, is going to pick out a complete baseball outfit, ball, bat, and glove for you. And I also know that you're going to have fun with this Motorola AC-DC three-way battery portable radio. It's the Motorola Playtime. Just lift up the lid and it plays. And Mrs. Ganaway, for you,
three lace-trimmed Dina slips. And here are two Kay Whitney Reliance dresses styled with the French designer Valerie Gallenbear. And Mrs. Gannaway, I know that you have to work for a living. You've told us about your laundry work. And I think we found something that's going to make your life just a little bit easier and happier. Doing laundry work is no task at all with the Westinghouse Laundromat Automatic Washer. Your Westinghouse Laundromat will have the famous Westinghouse Water Saver feature. And now, let's see if you can tell us who our traveler is in the little poem I'm about to read to you folks. It's going to be a beautiful set of Easterling sterling silver in the American classic design, service for six, with several extra pieces. It's from the Easterling Company of Chicago. Now, let's listen, Paul, and Mrs. Gannaway, let's dry up the tears and let's pay close attention. He shunned the work, but labored for the play. His name is spelt in many a different way. And while no one could call the man a prig, bacon to him meant just one thing, a pig. Who could that gentleman be? Do you know, Mrs. Gannaway?
I don't know anybody connected with a pig but Tom Thumb the Piper, son.
Tom Thumb, no, I don't think. Paul, do you know what they are?
I don't know neither.
You don't know? Well, I'm terribly sorry that you don't, but we'll read that same poem again, and maybe some of you will win the set of Easterling sterling silver before the program is over. Oh, by the way, ladies, it's here today, an amazing new cleaner for linoleum that's 50% faster than any soap. It's new Spick and Span. But remember, this isn't the same Spick and Span you've used before. It's the new, all-new Spick and Span. Just once over with a damp mop or cloth, and linoleum is beautifully, evenly clean with no hard rubbing, no rinsing, no wiping dry. Yes, once over, and new Spick and Span cleans linoleum in half the time with half the work. And it's now mild for hands as a beauty soap.
Mildness is important, but I like new Spick and Span best because once over, with no rinsing, no wiping dry, cleans linoleum faster, better than any soap. Stubborn wax, grease, and heel marks vanish like magic. There's no messy suds to rinse away. No dirty rinse water to wipe dry.
Right. Once over with new Spick and Span, and not only linoleum, but woodwork and painted walls shine like new. What's more, soap gets only part of the dirt. New Spick and Span gets all the dirt. Try some today.
Tommy, two travelers come a long ways to drop in on us today. Mr. Maxwell Halliday, Mr. Philip Green from Australia.
Well, hello, gentlemen. Glad to have you in our country, and especially happy to have you with us on Welcome Travelers. Mr. Halliday, why are you in Chicago?
Well, we're going to school.
You gentlemen going to school?
Yes, sir.
Well, how old are you, gentlemen?
Oh, just 38.
And you're going to school?
Yes, going to Northwestern, doing dental school.
Oh, to Northwestern University School of Dentistry?
Yes, sir.
Gee, here you are. Let's see, you've traveled around 10,000 miles to get here, haven't
well,
you?
Well, at least 10,000, yes.
And why did you pick our Northwestern University, above all others?
Well, I think it's a pretty good school, and we at home, we use their textbooks, written by the lecturers and professors at Northwestern. We thought we'd come over and see the fellows themselves.
Well, fine. Now, Mr. Green, what have you found interesting in our country besides dentures?
Well, first of all, I always wanted to have coffee and donuts for breakfast. And I've had some donuts here today. I haven't dunked one yet, but I've got to try that.
Is there a donut and a cup of coffee left so this gentleman can dunk? We will arrange that right after the broadcast. Say, what do you think of Australia winning the Davis Cup? Hmm?
I reckon it's the best thing since VP Day.
VP Day, Bob.
Victory in the Pacific, I guess.
VP Day. Gee, that certainly brings back memories, doesn't it? Mr. Halliday, did you gentlemen have some wartime service, speaking of VP Day?
Yes, we did. We were about, I was 5 years.
Yeah?
And I went to Middle East, Palestine, Egypt, and then I was in New Guinea.
Mm-hmm. How about Mr. Green?
Oh, he's one ahead of me. He had 6 years.
6 years in the service? You had 5 years in the service.
Yes.
Are you both of you married?
Oh, my word. Yes, sir.
Where are your wives?
Oh, we left them back at home. They couldn't come over with us.
Oh, they're in Australia.
Oh, my word.
Well, now, I'll say my word. And
a serious note, how do Australians feel about the current Korean War situation, sir?
Well, they think it's pretty grim, but I can assure you that all right-thinking Australians agree wholeheartedly with Americans' stand, with the stand the Americans have taken, and we're wholeheartedly behind them. And we were the first after America to have troops in actual combat with our squadron of Mustangs from Japan.
Well, we know that, and we appreciate that. Schoolwork and riding home for each of you a new 21 model Parker pen and pencil set, and to be really well dressed. Of course, you are just as you are, but even more well dressed, here are some stateside collegians. Yes, Hager Imperial Team Gabardines, a pair of all wool Hager slacks for each of you. And here, too, are Riviera of California Carefree Stroller Sports Coats, styled in Riviera Wrinkle Resistant Gabardine, and a tour of Chicago's great stockyards is in store. Dinner at the world famous Stockyard Inn, the new sirloin room. Now, remember just a moment ago why Mrs. Galloway was unable to identify our traveler in the poem. And we're going to read that poem again to you, and if you identify it, you will be splitting up a beautiful set of Easterling sterling silver in the American classic design. Here we go. He shunned the work, but labored for the play. His name is spelt in many a different way, and while no one could call the man a prig, bacon to him meant just one thing, a pig.
Oh, that's too much for me. I'm sorry.
Too much for you? How about you, Philip?
Well, the only bloke I can think of is Captain Cook.
Captain Cook? No, I'm sorry. It isn't Captain Cook. I'm terribly sorry that you were unable to identify the welcome traveler in our jingle. But the first traveler we interview tomorrow is going to have the opportunity to tell us who it is and win the Easterling sterling silver. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, yes. And here are two groups of BRELL Grill Shampoo. And the best of luck to you. And now here are five lovely ladies who have volunteered to judge today's shampoo test. Your name and hometown.
Mrs. Salvador Moore, Los Angeles, California.
Billy Woodall, Huntsville, Alabama.
Jeanette Lowe, Witt, Illinois.
And this lady?
Pat Smith, Constabus, Iowa.
Mrs. Elvin Ward, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now, ladies, I want to ask you five to help us prove that Procter & Gamble's Pearl Shampoo can leave your hair looking vitally alive. Please examine both sides of this lovely model's hair. It's been parted down the middle, and one side was washed with amazing Prel in hard water. The other side was washed the same way with a popular shampoo of another type. Her hair was then set and dried. Now, ladies, we've told the studio audience which side was washed with Prel. Now, you tell us which side looks more vitally alive.
I think the left side.
I like the right side.
I think the right side is brighter.
I think the right side is brighter, too.
I like the right side.
Four out of five say the right side, and it is the right side. That is the Prel side. Yes, Prel wins in these tests. Why? Because Prel is entirely different. Prel's patented cleansing ingredient gives free rinsing action, leaves no dulling film, leaves hair looking vitally alive, soft, smooth, younger looking. Your own friends, too, can see the radiant difference. For that vitally alive, gloriously radiant look, try Prel, P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo today.
There's the Welcome Traveler's Whistle. This is Bob Cunningham inviting you to visit us if you're going to be in Chicago any day, Monday through Friday. Write to Welcome Travelers, National Broadcasting Company, Chicago 54, Illinois, and we'll mail you tickets to our transcribed Welcome Travelers party.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.